Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with Golden Chicken Fingers and a limited edition Golden Blush Puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Back here, early break on the ticket. Nick Sainert filling in. Jake Sorensen back on Monday from Hawaii. Mike Schaefer, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside. Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new
career... I don't have a job.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. You can learn more at visit gocurrency.com. /careers to learn more. Once again, gocurrency.com/careers. The Mike Schaefer Hour continues, brought to you by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau.
Spurk!
That phone number, 402-217-9945 for insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, before we move on to another Husker sport, I want to wrap up the football recruiting conversation. We mentioned Trey Taylor is officially a part of the 2027 class. Specifically, there's been a lot of just initial comments of, oh, we'll see if he gets here, all that, you know, garbage, if you will. And I guess first, what is your response to that? Number two is, what do you just make of the overall? Nebraska's taken now 4 straight years of high school quarterbacks. They have 4, you know, starting with Dylan and now ending with Trey Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, to start with, the cynicism on it, you sort of have to expect at this point. Like, it's hard to ask fan bases that watch the transfer portal fill up with thousands of players every opportunity that it gets to be completely on board with the idea that someone that commits on May 1, 2 full years before they'd even be able to take a snap at a place is still going to be committed. And yet there's nothing else you can do in my position other than to take Trey Taylor at his word. And I think a lot of it is he feels very comfortable with Nebraska's staff. I think it's a good fit. I think the fact that if everything goes right with Dylan Raiola, he wouldn't be here by the time that Trey Taylor would come onto campus, and then there would be a competition for that open quarterback spot. He's looking at a staff with Matt Rhule on it that has started a true freshman quarterback that came in and went through the spring and then was able to win the job. So I think he feels comfortable about the idea that that would be there. You know, and then you look at what Nebraska's done with the quarterback room, and it's hard not to feel better about where things are at, both short-term and long-term, than maybe where they were a year ago when sort of all the hand-wringing was what happens to Dylan and do they have someone, can Heinrich Harburg run an offense that you put together for Dylan Raiola? I mean, you remember all of those conversations, and then now it's you have Jalen Graham's dad on the short-term, you have, you know, Marcos Davila that they brought in from Purdue, you have TJ Lateef, who had a really good camp and is sort of one of the more under-discussed quarterbacks that Nebraska has brought in that I can think of in recent years. He's an Elite 11 quarterback, had a nice career out there in California, came here, had a good spring. Mm-hmm. And because he's so much in the shadow of you know who the next 2 years of being a starter is, that there hasn't been a lot of TJ Lateef conversation. But that doesn't mean that Nebraska hasn't done a pretty good job of identifying him and that he could be someone that is very much front and center in that 2027 discussion if he's still here. I mean, that's every time you want to talk about things that are in the future, it always has to be prefaced with, well, we don't know what's going to happen when the portal comes around. And, you know, there's just so much that we don't know. But if you just look at what they've done with the quarterback room since December, yeah, it's hard for me not to feel good or think that it's in anything but good hands. I just think the turnover there and the progression going forward, they have a plan, they have a short-term plan, they have a long-term plan. Those are important. Steve can talk about this, Bill can talk about this. It hasn't always been the case at Nebraska, yeah, where you feel good about, all right, this is our starter, what happens after that? Not just in terms of an injury, but, you know, when someone's moving on, do we have people that are at least progressing that if they have the option, we feel good about this? That you're not in a, we have to go find a quarterback every year. Because I think that's the thing Nebraska has to avoid.
We've seen that.
It's going to be too expensive if you have to do that too. Right.
That's what I was going to get at next is, it's hypothetically speaking, the dream scenario for Nebraska is that, like you kind of just mentioned, Dylan Raiola moves on after 2026. They bring in Trey Taylor, but then TJ Lateef has already been on campus. Yeah. You'd have
Dayton Raiola, and you know, we'll see what happens with Davila and everything else.
What's the fallout been since Taylor's verbal commitment? Has there been recruiting offers?
Well, Nebraska's made 2027 offers. One of the things that was interesting with Trey Taylor is that Nebraska, looking into the 2027 offer list, like May 1 last week, they had made, I think, the fifth of most of offers in 2027 in the state of Illinois at that point. Yeah. Relative to the states in front of it would have been, they've made a lot of offers in Florida, Georgia, Texas, and I think California. So four, you know, so the fact that they seem as interested as they do in Illinois is a little departure from what we've seen in terms of recruiting recently. And I don't know if that's things have improved or if it's just a really good cycle or if they felt good about Trey Taylor and they were positioning themselves that these could be some potential peer recruits that could come in with him. There's a four-star defensive back at the same school in Tavarius Harrington that they're interested in. I mean, if you go to 2026, Claude M. Puma, a offensive lineman Nebraska really likes, just set up an official visit in June. He comes out of Chicago area. They've really recruited Chicago harder this kind of last 12 months than sort of what I remember recently. And it's not that, you know, Scott Frost took some guys from that area. Bo Pelini actually had a lot of success in Illinois. Between Jordan Westerkamp, Corey Cooper, they were able to bring in some guys that helped out of Illinois. But it just, you know, Mike Riley didn't feel like that was an area that they went after. It just felt like it was a state that sort of has been lightly regarded or lightly recruited. And that feels like it has changed a little bit in terms of the offers that have gone out and then the amount of times someone from the staff, whether it's, you know, Donovan Raiola has been involved there, or EJ Barthel.
Oh, Barthel, yeah.
Have been involved in Chicago a lot more than what we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, Barthel talked last summer about, hey, I'm just starting to make connections.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we do, and everybody does it in college football. You rush to judgment on people so much. And I was so struck by him saying, you know, I'm just starting to kind of get to know people in that area. St. Louis, too.
Yeah.
But yet we're saying, like, what's the holdup? Well, I mean, it takes a little time sometimes.
That's the problem of all of this is that you're judged off of who you're able to go get and bring in. And when you're a position coach where the position has constantly been in question, mm-hmm, I understand why the conversation exists about EJ Barthel. Like, I also understand where you're coming from, that patience has to be there for someone that has to be able to develop recruiting areas that you're trying to draw from. And yet at the same time, ultimately as a position coach, you're going to be judged on the success and health of your position. What position have we spent like a decade? And it's not just, this is what he's inherited.
Right.
You know, before him, it was,
he has nothing
Applewhite.
Yeah. I don't know why I want to,
but he was here for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before that it was Held. And before that it was Reggie Davis.
So Held was here for a longer time.
Right.
So he had more direct stock and more with that. I mean, Applewhite, I worked with him. He's a really good coach, but he was here for a year.
Yep.
So you can't even.
When you're how do you judge him at all?
A year, 2 years. How do you judge anyone?
Well,
really?
That's the issue. You know, Like we say, what kind of developer is he? He was here for 2 years. I don't know.
How do you have no idea? Now, it is different in recruiting because you had to be so ingrained in your areas and you knew everything, you knew everybody. They trusted you. They would tell you things like I talked about when I started the initial part of recruiting Zach Taylor when a friend of mine from Coffeyville was like, go over to Butler. That guy's really good. You know, like that type of thing. And I got to know this person who helped me out I'd known him for a long time. I'd built a relationship with him. He helped me with that. Now it's a lot different. If you have a good logo, and you go in, and then now you also have NIL. Before it wasn't that. But recruiting, you can catch up a lot faster without connections.
Hey, by the way,
we like him. Here's our interest level. Here's this. Oh, by the way, right away they go, hang on a second. What do you guys got going up there? What are we hearing there? They're going to listen with that. So it's a little bit different. Like I say, in the recruiting part of it, when it was a kind of old school, when you had that, what would it be, Steve?
Better times. You know what? Hey, fun fact, by the way, you recruited Zach Taylor, right?
What's that?
You recruited Zach Taylor.
Well, I did. What I did was I was going to see someone at Coffeyville.
And he was at Butler.
And he was at Butler.
In El Dorado.
Yes. And my buddy goes, head over to you. So I got right in my car and drove directly to. I was going to go there anyway, guys.
Jayhawk Conference.
Went right over.
You know who was there with Zach, by the way?
What's that?
Sharone Moore.
Yeah.
Sharone Moore played at Butler.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Sharone Moore was at Butler with Zach.
I thought you were going to say Franz Hardy because I think he was there as well.
Franz Hardy. He was. He's a really good player.
So Franz Hardy, Sharone Moore, and Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
I'll be go to hell.
It is time for the game show. Call now 402-464-5685 for your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. All you have to do is shut up simple. Now, the topic today, you guys are 0-4 on the week. You're 0-3 on the
week. I get how that works. It's Monday,
yes.
Tuesday, and Wednesday.
0-4, yes. We're very well with the math.
You're 0-4, but you're 2-1.
Meaning?
I was just joking that he explained it twice.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes. I explained it twice. 0-3 today this week.
Got it.
Today's topic, college football national championship games.
Ooh.
Okay. A lot of these are BCS games, so relatively recent. That's why I said during the break it's right up Shafe's alley.
This is more up Shafe's alley than my alley.
Yes. So
I mean, you were alive for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was in the industry. I feel like everyone can be in the alley here.
Yeah.
Okay, we're...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So if you feel good,
it's not a restricted alley.
In the alley.
It's not
if you
gotta
feel
run
good
the alley
about college football national championship games, call now 464-5685. Shut up simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, simple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right, Shut Up, Sipple. Bagels and Joe, business box of bagels on the line. We have our contestant. It's Dylan. Dylan, how do you feel about college national championship games?
Oh, I'm feeling all right about those.
All right, sounds good. All right, so
confidence coming at you guys.
It's not Dylan Raiola.
It is not. It is not.
It is not.
So Shafe
that is fun for the show.
Shafe is the lifeline for Sip for one question, correct, on Thursdays?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, perfect.
Nick.
First one goes to you, Dylan.
Swim.
Who did Ohio State beat 42-20 in the first ever college football playoff in 2014?
In the Natty?
In the national championship.
Okay. Okay. Layup.
Oh gosh. I think I know the teams that played that year. I'm trying to remember who they beat. Was it Florida State?
It was not. Do you want to use Schaefer here?
That was Cardale Jones, and they defeated Oregon.
Oh, that's correct. Marcus Mariota
just ripped them apart. Yeah.
42-20.
Who was the other quarterback that was hurt?
JT Barrett.
Yes.
JT Barrett. I was listening to the radio that morning. It was an ESPN announcer, the former Georgia linebacker who declared.
David Pollack
declared on the radio it will be JT Barrett starting tonight. Nice job, Pollack.
No longer at ESPN.
Breaking news. Pollack came on the air and said JT Barrett will be the starter.
Can you imagine, just like go back in time, what the NIL that Cardale Jones would have been able to pull in from around the country after just winning a national title?
Oh, God.
And knowing that they didn't want him to be the starter the next year.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, just
$7 million.
Yeah. He wouldn't have been going and playing school, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, first one to you, Sip. You're up 1-0. Schaefer is out now. In 2009, the second-ranked team in the country defeated number one Oklahoma 24-14.
Say that here, guys. I was drifting off.
2009.
So the 2008 college football season.
Yes, 2008 season.
The game was played in 2009.
Championship.
Oklahoma.
Was beaten by.
Oh, beaten by.
This number two team defeated number one Oklahoma 24-14.
Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, it's a layup.
Yeah, it is a layup.
5 seconds. And by
LSU.
You, is it LSU?
Ah.
You should know it. He does not know it. Dylan, would you like to steal that one?
That was the 2008 season?
Yes, 2008 season.
2008. Oh, wow.
That would have been...
5 seconds.
I'm going to guess.
You don't have to take it. You go down negative one if you get this wrong.
All right, I better pass on that one.
It is the Florida Gators.
Yep.
Florida Gators.
Tim Tebow's title, second one.
Yeah.
Don't remember that one at all.
All right, Dylan, this one to tie
remember
it
where
up.
I watched it.
Sip leads 1-0. In 2013, number two Alabama defeated this top-ranked team in lopsided fashion, 42-14.
What year?
2012 season. The game was played in 2013. Alabama knocked off number one bleep, 42-14.
The game was bleep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm drawing a blank for a second. They weren't number one.
Is this us?
No. It is Dylan. 2012 season, 2013 was when the game was played.
That was who did they beat?
Yes, who lost in the national championship game?
That would have been Notre Dame.
Was it Notre Dame? It was.
Brilliant.
It was Manti Te'o.
Okay, I'm freaking out. Yeah. I didn't think Notre Dame was number one.
Yep, they were undefeated. They hadn't lost at that point.
That was Diaco. Bob Diaco was the DC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. All right, we're tied up. Last question to you, Sip. In 2011, number two Oregon lost to this top-ranked team in the national championship game, 22-19.
Top? Say that again.
In 2011, Oregon lost to this number one team in the national championship game, 22-19.
This would be shocking if you don't get it.
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't... This
will be one that we'll talk about forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
2011.
2010 season, 2011.
Okay,
was 2010 when the game was played.
Season.
Yeah.
That's just... I think...
Number two, Oregon lost to number one, who? 22-19.
There are callers... Or not callers. There's listeners that are just yelling in their car right
now. We've had five people chime in on the video stream.
This. 2010. Oregon?
Five.
Yes. Four.
So that must have been that
three.
That was Marcus Mariota.
Two. One.
Lost. Two.
I need an answer.
Oklahoma.
Is it Oklahoma? It is not. Okay, so Dylan, we are tied at one apiece. Do you want to take it and risk losing if you get it incorrect, or would you like to go to the tiebreaker?
You know, I'm going to take this one because I actually know it.
It's Auburn, right?
Oh, that yes. is right. It is the Auburn Tigers. Cam Newton.
Gene Chizik.
Gene Chizik's.
Cam Newton was on this team.
Yep. I remember the game. I remember yep. the game now. I mean,
Dylan, nice job. You win a business box of bagels to Bagels
We're
and
0-4.
Joe. Nice job calling down the road, my friend.
Your AD is going to be fielding calls all week of wondering what the game plan was, how prepared you were.
No, I mean, I wasn't prepared. But I do remember that game. Cam Newton was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And he had one of the most extraordinary quarterback seasons ever.
Yeah.
He did.
I mean, he did. He was, yeah. Gene Chizik. Then I think Chizik was fired like almost two seasons after that.
He
right?
was. Yeah. A year or two after that. One thing about it, though, Chizik. He can still walk around Auburn. Everything's just fine.
Yeah.
It's like, who are you? I'm the guy who won the national championship.
The last guy to win a national title Yeah.
He's the only guy.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, he's the one.
For some reason, I thought they had...
He's one of one.
Yeah.
He's one of one. So he can walk around and be like, yeah, you fired me. I made some money.
Because Tuberville was there the year they went undefeated, but didn't...
No. The year they went undefeated.
Well, I don't want to hear it. Might have been Swim.
Tuberville, but one year it was...
I don't want to hear it, Swim.
One year it was... Bowden.
It can't be that.
Okay.
Bowden went undefeated one year and didn't they finished third.
Yeah,
there was three undefeated.
Was that the 2003?
That might have been the late 90s maybe, but you're also right.
What was the Jason Campbell year where Tuberville had
Campbell, you're right. That could be Tuberville.
I thought they went undefeated that year.
They had a year. Tuberville had a year. Yes, they did.
And I don't know if they shared it or if it was just one of those where someone else ended up with the title. Yeah. Maybe they had one loss. I can't remember.
We have a lot of texts in the into the text line. Bagel Boy, one day closer to Bagel Boy. One more for Bagel Boy. Get the shirts ready.
We're in trouble.
You guys are
0-4. I won't sleep tonight.
We're in trouble because there'll be some movie category that we're
not. It will be. It'll be some odd.
I don't know. You guys know I hate doing Film Friday, so I might switch it up tomorrow. Okay. But Troy the YouTube stream
famous
says,
people from Pender.
Bagel Boy shirts are going to be back.
Famous people from Pender.
Oh, man.
I'm proud that so many breakers remember.
Bill Bush's teammates.
Teammates. Played center for Bill.
You know, I thought about it. And
Kurt Lemke.
As I was making this game show, I thought, you know, Schaefer's going to get him 1 point. Sip just needs to get one question
well, that's embarrassing
right.
Because I remember that game. I remember Auburn, Oregon.
Yeah. I always feel like our strategy needs to be like not to steal on the first miss so then you can get a larger lead. But some of it requires you stole and won it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You stole and won it. I mean, when you're up 1-0.
Sybil just needs to come back with the Florida Gators. Is basically what it came down to.
Yeah.
I think the thing would have helped would have been if Steve would have got a question right.
That it's funny. If you just said something that would prompt me, like if you would have said cheese it, I would have got it right. Oh, Chizik, yeah, Auburn.
But that's not the point of the game.
We can't. If it was a word association game show, then
I would need is some prompting.
I just realized we didn't do the tiebreaker.
Bill.
This is for Bill. Florida State won the national title in 2014 by beating Auburn. This was an Auburn team with Nick Marshall and Trey Mason on that team. Jameis Winston was quarterback of Florida State. How many passing yards did Jameis have in 2014?
297.
In the entire season.
Oh, in the entire season. Okay, that was the championship
game. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm just going to go.
Here, do you want a hint?
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
He completed 305 passes in 467 attempts.
3,486 yards.
Okay.
I'm going to go slightly over that.
Yeah, I'll go. I think he's in the 3919 range.
3,907 yards. Boy, he had 25 touchdowns, 18
picks.
That was
such a weirdly specific number.
Hold on, what was the numbers again?
In terms of what?
Interceptions and touchdowns.
25 and 18.
18
he
picks.
Always yeah. throwing a lot
incredible.
Of
picks.
But in 2023, had 40 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. In 2013, not 2023.
He's always whipped a lot of picks, though.
Yeah.
NFL's been a lot.
Oh, my God.
The famous 30 for 30 season.
Yeah.
He had the 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. The only one to ever accomplish it.
This past season, the one game I watched, I was freaked out by how often he threw in a triple cover. I was like, Jameis, You're still doing it.
And did he say something after the game? Like, I just got to, just, I'm really struggling with throwing the ball to the other team.
Said something odd like that.
Something odd like that. Wasn't really funny.
It
was a great interview. He was like, I just really struggle with throwing the ball to the other team.
He's with the Giants now, backing up Russell Wilson. All right, let's get to break. Hour three coming up next.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.